West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, the city of Villarrica has joined Carroll County in objecting to Paulding County's consideration of a rock quarry proposed for the county's northern border with Carroll County. Villarrica City Council approving sending a letter objecting to the proposed rezoning of a portion of Paulding County land that would permit construction of an open pit mining quarry. The letter signed by Mayor Leslie McPherson states that the city has concerns for the safety, environmental, and general welfare of Villarrica residents, roads, and businesses. Along with the potential for increased noise, dust, and water contamination, the city states there are concerns that traffic entering or leaving the site would have to travel through Villarrica to reach Interstate 20. City of Villarrica Interim City Manager Jeff Reese reacting to Claghorn Street residents unhappy that the Women, Infants, and Children's Supplemental Nutrition Program was being moved out of their neighborhood and across town to the Powell Park Arts Center, and the residents around Powell Park that were displeased to have the WIC facility in their neighborhood, announcing the city's plan to now move the WIC building behind the Villarrica Police Station. Reese says the new location is closer to the center of town and also closer to Tanner Hospital. Well, you can find news articles online dating back the last two decades at least where sheriffs in Georgia are not keen on being elected by party stripes, arguing that sheriffing is not a partisan business, and the lawmen have been asking the General Assembly for years to allow them to run in nonpartisan elections. Harrelson County Sheriff Stacey Williams this week said sheriffs statewide continue to talk with state legislators about making that happen.
The sheriff should not be a political pawn to a Republican Party, Democrat Party, being independent or anything like that. If you look at our Superior Court judges, our judgeships and stuff, it's called nonpartisan. A sheriff's position should be nonpartisan. We represent all the people. It doesn't matter what color of the skin you got. It doesn't matter what affiliation you have with a political party or whatever. It doesn't matter. We represent the populace, period.
Williams was the guest on a recent WLBB Community Voice program.
My belief is a sheriff should be a nonpartisan position. But if you're asking me, what party do I lean toward? Well, naturally, the Republican Party. I believe more in that, but at the end of the day, I consider myself a statesman.
And that complete Community Voice program with Williams is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. And Carrollton's Amp Concert Series continues this Saturday at 8 o'clock p.m. with Georgia rock and funk legends Mother's Finest. Fellow Georgia rockers Run Katie Run open up the show. All events at the Amp are free. No professional photography is allowed during the shows at the Amp. I'm Colin Worthington.